Hey gang, real quick before we get to the episode, we felt it might be a good opportunity to explain what's about to happen. 45 times a year, we try to talk about the outdoors in a fun and hopefully resonant way. We talk about conservation, we talk about issues, but as we've discussed before, recruitment is a huge part of conservation, and this episode is bizarrely a tool for that. This week, we're going to touch on some outdoor stuff near the beginning, a few topics you guys might like. We're going to talk about some urban legends that are kind of tangentially related to outdoorsmen in Florida. And then we're going to do a deep dive and draft our favorite things about Halloween. Why? Because it's fun. Because we're people with diverse interests. As much as we love hunting and fishing, we also love other stuff. So mostly, these are the episodes that allow you to share our show with folks who may not hunt, fish, practice conservation, or understand even what any of those things mean. This week, we're leaning in their direction in hopes that in future weeks and months and years, they'll lean into ours. So, that disclaimer out of the way, sit back and enjoy our discussion of Florida legends, followed by a draft of our favorite things about Halloween. The sun comes up, dry the field, to draw the sweat, and leave us here. What's new, Nate?
We're recording right now.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Sorry.
This is our first episode.
No chance I'm cutting that out.
I'm new? Used to like Nate? Counting it in. We're not counting it in today. What's new is I am IRL in the studio, Winter Haven, Florida.
So bringing it home.
Bringing it home.
That's big time.
Big time.
It's excited way, but you're the same size you are.
Thanks
on
for
the
having
TV.
Me.
Are you a guest?
Yeah. Feel like it sometimes.
First time here? We're glad to have you, Nate.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
Appreciate
thanks for joining us for the 107th time.
Everything's fine.
Can you talk into the microphone if you're going to talk, Emily?
Yep.
If it sounds like we have additional people in the room, I thought that might be your what's new. But your what's new is always I'm at IRL.
Well,
if
yeah,
you're
I mean,
IRL.
If we're IRL,
we can very quickly summarize this up because we're off the rails already. Weather. Georgia sports. I'm in real life. Those are your what's news.
I mean, I'm a simple man with simple taste.
Yeah, we could probably go back and like splice it in depending on the weather. Like we could cut some things out and make it.
You can know what time of the year it is by my what's new.
Exactly.
What's new with you, Travis?
Thank you. Good to know that wasn't a delay in the. I thought maybe that was a delay over technology, but with you being in real life, no delays. Just
no
a
delays.
Delay. Can we call this Halloween, this episode?
Oh.
No. The research department says that we don't charge enough for ads to get a whole fully sponsored episode.
So we can't call it Halloween.
We can't call it Halloween.
Okay. I do want to mention before, as my what's new, because I'm going to forget this. Because this is going.
Yeah, we're way off right now.
I do want to mention Fletcher Hallett Insurance, one of our sponsors. If you guys want to support the show in any way, please reach out to Fletcher. Fletcher can do boat insurance. They can do home insurance. We talked about my sister's tornado damage last week. Call, text, write, email Fletcher Hallett Insurance, F Hallett, F-H-A-L-L-E-T-T at HallettInns.com, 904-315-5812. Does anyone else know the song besides Emily?
Double the L's and double the T's, Hallett for all your insurance needs.
I did it that way because I wanted to introduce Kaylee and Matt, who are here.
Hello.
Hi.
Nate's brother and sister. And this is my real what's new.
Also our friends.
They're also our friends.
Yeah.
Practically my brother and sister.
Thanks, Kaylee.
This is why. This is why they're here. Anytime we have them over, we do something that is absurdly ridiculous. I think we've done with them the draft of fishing songs, the draft of boat songs. I don't remember what else. Southernisms, you guys were here for that.
Oh, we did the recap of 2018 before 2018 hit with them.
My first duck hunt.
Kaylee's first duck hunt. So, because we've been hitting on some serious notes lately, I thought it's a good time to kind of chill a little bit, relax a little bit, and invite them over. Because I feel like I'm talking a lot. Am I talking a lot?
A little bit.
The research department shows that this happens often. In our marriage and on this podcast.
We wanted to do an episode that was like a good invite your friends to listen to. So we're going to be doing a draft of Halloween things here in a few minutes, not related to the outdoors. So at some point we'll give you the signal and you can turn off the episode if you don't care anymore. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Cool.
Right? Just don't leave us a review if you decide with the thumbs down. Before we do that, I have to, Emily, what's new?
Thanks, Travis.
You're going to hit me with that microphone boom again?
Sorry. Our studio has been enlarged by the magic of a spell because it's Halloween week.
That's what she said.
What is the spell for that, do you think?
What's new with you, Emily?
Via grandiose.
God.
Our podcast is now available on a new medium called Pandora, if you've never heard of it. It's a music streaming platform.
I would love to see the Venn diagram of people that have not heard of Pandora but are listening to this podcast.
Well, you never know, Travis. Also, we see you leaving reviews on our podcast, on Apple Podcasts, which we appreciate so much. But apparently you don't know how to type. Mostly you just know how to tap the stars.
Whoa, that was aggressive.
That's okay. It's just like a text message. You just have to scroll down until you find the box and you can type words in too.
We appreciate the reviews, whether words are in them or not.
We love you so much. We would love a written review, please, and thank you.
Do you want to clear up the Florida goose problem that we had?
Are we calling that a problem?
I don't know if it was a problem or not. Do you have that note in front of you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let me find it. Vamp.
Bam. Oh, this was whether it's a call sign or not.
Did you text it to me? Oh, I got it. I just listened to episode number 105. The source of your review is revealed. I'm Florida Goose. This is Scott Linders.
Scott Linders. Friend of the show, Scott
Linders. Linders?
Yeah.
Linders. Also known as Marsh Doodle on the internet.
He's the snipe hunting guru of Florida.
Oh, nice.
He said that handle goes all the way back to his first iPod.
He does not allude to whether it's a call sign or not.
The title got cut off. It was your weekly dose of getting your poop in a group. Wait.
Poop in a pile.
Poop in a group. That's better than poop in a pile.
I know. It rhymes.
Emily evidently said poop in a pile on an episode, and then Scott has.
I don't remember.
That's been his big takeaway.
I don't remember
So
that.
If you are new to the podcast, that's been the big takeaway for one of our listeners.
Well, good.
Not conservation issues or hunting fishing tips or tactics or anything, really. So... the mystery is solved. This is like the D-Wood Nasty mystery.
Right.
Only better. Because it is Halloween week, I have a couple of things. First, I have to release myself really quick. This is still outdoors related. I have to release myself because we're not doing a keep and release. And during the Adam Bass interview, which, wow, was that a good interview?
Great interview. Loved it.
During the Adam Bass interview, I said there are only 2,000 snail kites left in the world. That's not true. 2,000 in the United States. 400, 800 nesting pairs, something like that. There's actually a lot of snail kites in Mexico, South America.
Gotcha.
So I'm digging more into that to clarify, but I hate when people say something and
right,
they're wrong. Like
right.
That would drive me crazy if they did that. So I feel like it's
important. Thanks for clarifying. Yes. Appreciate that.
And still kind of outdoorsy related, before we get to the Halloween draft, I really wanted to do an episode about Florida outdoor urban legends, but I couldn't. I only had a handful, and I didn't know if we could fill the whole episode with them. So... with Matt, Kaylee, M, all on the mic, I'm just gonna poll you guys. I've got five of them here. I need to know if you've heard of these, and then I'll give you a little synopsis of what they are. Anybody ever heard of the skunk ape?
Oh yeah, yes. I've seen a skunk ape.
Oh boy, here we go.
It was
the what? Wait, say that
skunk
again.
Skunk ape.
No.
Have you heard of this, M?
I've not heard of that, Travis.
Okay.
There was one at my buddy's hunting lodge. It was a stuffed skunk ape.
Really?
Uh huh.
That's awesome.
It was a very impressive taxidermy job. However, they pulled that off. But it was pretty cool.
They used like a gorilla suit or something?
I don't know, but it was about you know, as big as like a small monkey.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, this is skunk ape.
Are you going to give some... this is fascinating. Are you going to talk about this? I just did a Google. The skunk ape...
So this is great research that she's doing on the fly.
This is Wikipedia, which is the most reliable source. The skunk ape, also known as the swamp cabbage man, the swamp ape, the stink ape, Florida Bigfoot, Louisiana Bigfoot, Mayaca ape, swamp squatch.
I like that one.
Me too. And Mayaca skunk ape is a humanoid creature said to inhabit the U.S. states of Florida, North Carolina, and Arkansas, although reports from Florida are most common. Louisiana was not even in the list of states, and it's called the Louisiana Bigfoot.
Do you think they manage the skunk ape based on those disproportionate populations? Like, yeah. There are no corridors for them, and that's why they've got isolated populations like that.
Yes, we have the Florida population.
Conservation is
important. They have the Arkansas population. They have the North Carolina population.
That's why they won't have a skunk ape hunt.
True.
Does anybody else think that swamp squatch sounds like an STD?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like, I feel like that would go around Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this what the taxidermy looks
yeah,
like?
Yeah, it looked a lot like that. For okay, the
wow. This is a home radio show, so people can't see that.
We'll have like a link in the show notes.
Looks like a Bigfoot mask.
All right, Old Hitler. Anybody heard of Old Hitler?
Yeah.
Yes, the shark, right?
Oh, my God. Do you two, where are you two?
Clearly not here. I don't know what any of these words mean.
Old Hitler, Port the shark?
I know about Adolf. This is not the same?
No.
Different.
Okay.
Oh, Nate, you want to do this?
Yeah, so Old Hitler, the legend of Old Hitler is that there's a 20-foot hammerhead in Boca Grande Pass.
Yep.
Get out of here.
That's the legend. That's what they say. Like, people in 18, 19-foot boats have said, there's a shark as big as my boat next to me.
Go ahead, Caleb. Had they been drinking all day?
I don't know.
I have a lot of questions.
Why is he named Hitler specifically?
Because he eats a lot of tarpon.
Yeah, there was no reason for that other than that was a scary thing.
Scary.
Now, the story is that some school kids made this up as a report like in the 50s or 60s. It just took off. My mom swears that she heard this from Captain Sam Whidden at Whidden's Marina in like the same time.
50s, 60s. Yeah.
So, but it's also alleged to be white. Did you say that?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that it was like an albino hammerhead kind of thing.
So if you fish in Boca Grande Pass, and we've all seen big hammerheads out there. If you fish in the past, you're going to see them, even on the beaches. I don't know if I've ever seen a white one.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen a 20-foot one, but I'd buy it.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know the lifespan on sharks.
I don't either, to be honest with you.
Anybody ever heard of Bloody Bucket Bridge?
Nope.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
You heard of this one, Em?
No, I have not.
Sounds like the beginning to a bad horror movie.
Bloody Bucket Bridge.
Say that five times fast.
Bloody Bucket Bridge is in Wachula.
Okay.
On the Peace River.
Okay.
And the legend is there was a slave woman who was a midwife, and she lost her child in childbirth, or he was taken away and sold into slavery or something. Anyway, she was free. She moved down here. She was a midwife for the town of Wachula, and she didn't like that these women were able to have kids, so she drowned them off the bridge.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so she carried them to the bridge in a bucket, and she carried all the, like, stuff yep. from the delivery in the bucket. And eventually, she felt bad for what she was doing, and the bucket would fill up on its own. And then she went to empty it in the river every day. And they say on a full moon night, if you go to the Bloody Bucket Ridge, the river is red.
Get out.
And you can
get out of here.
Thank you for remembering. We have microphones.
I don't like any of that story.
Yeah, that's dark.
Super
that
creepy.
That one's creepy.
That's super creepy, right?
I
can't believe you guys haven't heard of this. This
Never
is right here in like
Central Florida,
45 minutes from us.
Right here in River City.
Spook Hill.
Yeah.
Yes, I love Spook Hill. I've been there many times.
Spook Hill is an optical illusion.
It's spooky.
I forget. Does anybody remember the story?
It's like
Chief Osceola killed a lizard or an alligator.
Killed an alligator, and like the alligator tries to pull you into the lake, but Chief Osceola is trying to keep you out of the lake. It's like a tug of war. It's an optical illusion that feels like a tug of war. So,
oh, I didn't know that part.
You're sitting on a hill, and you put your car in neutral, and you let the gas off, and you're rolling backwards, but it feels like you're going forward or something.
Yes,
something
you're rolling
to that,
uphill.
Something
is what
to
it
that
looks
nature,
like.
Yeah.
Bloody Ed Watson is the last one. Anybody know Bloody Ed Watson?
No.
Nope.
This is from Peter Matheson, the author. So he wrote a trilogy of books way back when, Killing Mr. Watson, Lost River, Bone on Bone. Anyway, is that right? Bone by Bone. And now they combined all those books into one called Shadow Country. But Edgar Watson was a real person in Chuckalusky. And he was like a murderer. He was like a really bad dude around the town. And one day the town had had enough of his shenanigans and they all banded together and formed a posse. I hate posses. and they decided to hang Watson or kill. I forget how they killed him. It's been a long time since I read that book. Anyway, it's a pretty cool, like, ghosty Halloween story.
Yeah.
If you haven't read Shadow Country or the 3-book trilogy.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
It's a real, like, it's fictional adaptation of it.
Right.
So it's,
right.
But it's like historical fiction. Anyway, I thought that set the
interesting.
Set a
yeah.
good spooky tone for...
Very spooky.
And that should conclude the outdoors portion of our show, if you wish to move on to Meat Eater, the Hunting Collective. If you've been around us for any period of time, you know that we love to draft inane things, and as such, we are drafting Halloween.
Anything and everything has to do with Halloween.
And Travis always says there's no rules, but then you'll draft something, and he says, you can't draft that. That's not blah, blah, blah.
Because
so
the
there really
rule.
Are
he
rules.
He doesn't always say there's no rules. Sometimes there are rules.
Yeah. Sometimes I make up rules,
he
like about
says
fish
no
songs.
He usually makes
Emily.
Up rules as we go.
Are we not allowed to sing fish songs about Halloween things?
So we drew straws backstage.
Matt got the first pick.
Whoa.
We're going to go Matt, Nate, Kaylee, Emily, me. Because it's easier.
This is unprecedented.
It's unprecedented because that's how we're sitting at the table.
Oh.
Oh.
And I can keep track of that. Because what happens on these invariably is we get out of order and someone misses a pick.
Yeah.
This is true.
That always happens. So, without further ado, the first annual inaugural, Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
For the Cure.
Meredith Palmer. Rabies Awareness Halloween Draft.
For the Cure.
For the Cure. Matt, you have the first pick.
All right. So my first pick is how excited kids get about Halloween.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing is just watching kids like just like run around in like costumes and get so excited to get candy. And I don't know. It just kind of warms your heart. Like they're having a blast.
So you went with the normal pick on this.
Well, I feel like, it's you know, first pick, I went with something reliable and solid. Wholesome. You know? Wholesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Kids,
I got some weird ones later.
Kids that will not exercise a day in their life will sprint from house to house. Over like they will run across yards and grass. This is a kid that's never seen grass in his life.
Little Timmy
like,
won't do a lap in PE, but he'll sprint down the whole neighborhood.
He's dressed like a Minecraft creeper or something, and he's just full out running into stuff with his box head and things. And
he doesn't care.
As long as he gets a fun size Snickers. All right, Nate, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with the reason these kids are running. Candy.
Oh, you're going all candy.
Specifically, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes.
The
that's
pumpkin
the
ones. Not pumpkin flavored, but the ones shaped like pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Do they have those?
I think so.
I know they have Christmas trees.
And Easter eggs. I'm pretty sure they have pumpkin ones.
Well, there you go.
Unless I just made that up. Very quickly,
Easter eggs are the greatest of the Reese's distribution, right?
Yes.
And but Reese's is objectively the best candy you can get at any holiday.
Yes.
We agree on that?
Negative. The best key. Are you? Did you do your pick?
No. Are you?
I'm not going to steal yours.
Don't look at my list, Kaylee. We're going to be.
Emily and Kaylee are sharing a microphone. And this is not going well.
I think she's worried I'm going to kiss her. I promise I'll just lick your cheek. That's the worst thing I'll do.
Oh, my God.
That's worse. Okay. My first one is maybe this is the Enneagram 7 in me coming out, but it's an excuse to have a party, a Halloween party.
Oh, that's good.
Get all your friends together.
Yeah.
Dress up in costumes. It's also an excuse for girls to dress very inappropriately, and I've never really understood that. So that's a negative for me.
You sounded really aggressive. My answer has not changed from 24-year-old Travis to happily married 40-year-old Travis.
Because I'm too old to trick-or-treat, so it's just more of an excuse to hang out with friends.
All right, Em, you're up. I have no rebuttal to that. That was like...
Yeah, that's good.
That was way sweeter than I was imagining you being on your draft. What do you have, Emily?
Okay. I wondered if the slutty costume thing was going to come up today, and I would like to do a deep dive in that offline or maybe like a bonus episode or something. But my number one draft pick.
Now you've got. Never mind. If you want to hear that, sign up for Patreon.
I have a really funny story about that, actually. Snickers pumpkins candy for Halloween.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, you. Poor children.
Is it like a pumpkin spice Snickers?
No. Nate, no.
I don't know what it is.
It's a Snickers bar, but it's tiny in the shape of a pumpkin. And so the ratio of chocolate to caramel and nuts is different and better.
It's the same phenomenon that occurs with the Reese's.
This is piquing my interest, yeah.
So you get like a little sleeve of them and there's four pumpkins. And they're so, like, I can't even.
I love Snickers bars, too.
You don't even know. Like, you need to go to CVS as soon as you leave my house. I mean, studio. And then get your Snickers pumpkins because they're so good. That's my first draft pick.
My first draft pick, my favorite thing about Halloween is when you have a pick on. Because anyway, the purpose of Halloween, right, is Instagram. Like, or Instagram is the whole purpose of Halloween.
No.
Yeah. I'd say now, yeah.
No.
Yeah, nowadays. That's the whole reason people are going to all this trouble with costumes and stuff. And
no. Yeah, no. Some of us have always gone to all this trouble with costumes.
And this, you're a little triggered right now because this is your holiday. This is your major thing. I'm just saying, generally speaking, a lot of people want their curated life to look as though, hey, I have my poop in a group or poop in a pile for the Instagram for Halloween. But that's not my thing. My draft thing is pictures of kids crying in their Halloween costumes. Because in Florida, it's 1,000 degrees
yep.
invariably on Halloween. And all Halloween costumes that are made for places where it is cool during the fall.
Thick and fabric and
Yeah, so you've got this kid dressed up as Chewbacca. He doesn't know who that is. He's 2 years old. You've got him sugared up like he's on a sugar crash. It's 1,000 degrees out there. You're dragging him around the neighborhood, making him walk a 5K basically.
Right.
The whole thing is just bad. And you've done it all because you want this perfect picture with like the sun just right. Mm. And like everyone's happy and smiling, but your kid is screaming bloody murder.
Right.
That's my first pick of Halloween.
That's fantastic.
That's my first pick of
Halloween.
That's
a great pick.
That's fantastic. It's like the anti-pick to mine.
It is.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Go.
All right. So my second pick is Halloween episodes of TV shows. Yes. Specifically.
Yes. Oh my God. What a freaking great pick.
Thank you. Specifically, The Office, Parks and Rec, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they do always do the heist on Halloween,
yes,
where
the
they steal
best.
The
best episodes. They are so
and
good.
Community.
Community.
And Community's Halloween. Yeah.
Yes. I was going to pick that later.
So I'm taking all the TV shows.
Wow.
All the Halloween episodes of all the TV shows. That's my pick.
Office does great Halloween episodes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that episode of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
No.
Yes, that was terrifying.
That was so scary.
Yeah.
No.
Disney Channel Plus. Hey, plug.
Hey, plug.
All right, sponsor us, please.
I have nothing to rebut on that because that's a great pick.
Yeah. That's a great pick. Excellent pick. My pick is that we are closer and closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So you're going strictly with the calendar pick.
Right. So like,
can you give us a weather update on what the weather will be like
on
Halloween?
One of my other picks was cooler weather.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that one. So...
No,
like,
no.
Like the phases of the moon.
Yep. He's predictable. Nothing else. Kaylee, what is your next pick? Since Nate picked that it is in October.
Y'all are taking near the all end. Of mine.
No, I'm just saying like Halloween's not my favorite. So like I'm already looking forward to Thanksgiving.
As a Christian,
Christmas.
You struggle with celebrating.
Right.
The Ooh, devil, wait, don't steal my next holiday. Pick. Hold on.
Kaylee, what do you got?
Mine is once it hits October, I'll start listening to Christmas music. So yeah,
that's not a Halloween pick.
This is my Halloween, okay? This is my holiday. So I've like already listened to NSYNC Christmas album several times. Cause
duh.
What else do you listen to?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is there a bug on my arm?
All right.
Emily, do you have any rebuttals to Kaylee's Christmas pick?
The only bad thing about Halloween is that it's close to Christmas.
So you're going to completely cancel out her pick.
Yeah, Christmas is the worst.
You hate Christmas.
I do.
Because you're the Grinch.
Because Christmas is just as cheap to me as an Instagram Halloween is to you. Like,
okay,
Christmas is if Christmas was not about social media and not about presents and about Jesus and about being together, I would be totally down with it. But nobody can do that.
You're
and
hanging
that's
out
why
with
it
wrong
sucks.
People.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, my second pick is the Monster Mash.
Ooh,
that's the worst Halloween song of all.
It's the Halloween
creeps
song.
Creeps me out. Yeah, it's the only Halloween song.
No, Thriller's the only Halloween song.
But it wasn't. But
by
Thriller isn't like made
Michael
for
Jackson
Halloween.
Rip.
Yeah, that's like the Halloween song. That's the Halloween song. By the way, our neighbors have a show going. Do you know this?
Yeah,
a light show for Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, your
see
neighbors that do the Christmas stuff.
Yes, they're moving into the Halloween arena now. So
they have an
like
arch with pumpkins zip tied to it. It's beautiful.
Wow.
And the pumpkins light up and sync to the music, and he's starting to get his Christmas stuff out there. So it's magical.
This is the preamble to Christmas.
Anyway, Monster Mash is one of the songs. Thriller's one of the songs.
Are there any other Halloween songs?
Yes. Because there's like a whole playlist of them on the.
But I think the shortcoming of Halloween is similar to Thanksgiving. You can't really have.
There's
songs
not a lot of,
like you do for Christmas.
Yeah, music, yeah.
Yes, you can.
Nah.
I feel like Halloween has more potential than Thanksgiving. Like, if people wanted to
I
do
agree.
It, you could come up with like a pretty bomb Halloween album.
Excuse me. Thriller, Ghostbusters, Monster Mash, Somebody's Watching Me.
Ooh.
Don't Fear the Reaper, Highway to Hell. Freaks Come Out at Night.
I got a fever.
I don't know what that
See,
is.
See, this is the problem.
I put a spell on you.
Yeah, they're not good Halloween songs.
From the never-to-be-sequeled, hopefully, Hocus Pocus. Nightmare on My Street.
Crosby,
DJ,
Stills,
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
My next pick is...
thank you for the rundown.
My next pick
playlist.
Is the disappointment you see in the house that gives out dum-dums and/or Smarties.
Oh, come on.
Preach it.
Emily, do you have any commentary on this? Because I may or may not now be related to someone through marriage that runs this house.
Let's make in-laws off limits for this podcast.
Well, my in-laws are the only ones that listen. My parents don't listen to this.
No, it was kind of embarrassing. So we went, we like to go, well, I like to go sit with my parents and drink and hand out Halloween candy.
That sounds amazing.
On their front, like on their driveway. It's so much fun. You guys are welcome to come to the Wattleys. Anyways.
Not everyone listening to this.
that was a studio exclusive.
8,000 people at the Wattleys.
I'll just make my fine friends public. You just track me down. No, so my dad was in charge of candy last year, and we started to hand out candy, and I'm like, where's the good candy? Like, I thought maybe it was like that parable in the Bible where like he had the bad candy first and then the good candy later, so like reversed, right? Like he was saving.
You mean Jesus's first miracle?
Yeah.
Not
but,
a parable,
but the
but
other
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
The other way. Reverse it. Anyways.
So not like that parable at all.
Dum-dums and Tootsie Rolls. That's all
what
he had.
No way.
For the whole night. And I was concerned for his safety.
And this is, not to spoil, this is a neighborhood where like full-size candy bars are not off the, they're not
like,
off the table.
They go all out, and it was his first year, you know, handing out candy there, so.
Well, you won't make that mistake again, will you?
No, he's actually, so Travis is working it out with my grandma to make sure that they have adequate candy.
We are working
year.
Behind the scenes to ensure.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Yeah.
Wasn't there somebody in our neighborhood that gave out like raisins? They were like a dentist or something.
Oh, you can't do that. You cannot give out raisins. You can't give out a toothbrush. You can't give out Bible tracts.
Like, yeah. That's how you get your house egged.
Yeah. Bible tracts. Yeah, don't do that.
If you want to do that stuff, you need to give out like a full-size Snickers bar, like a share-size Snickers bar.
And then a toothbrush on top of that. Like tape the toothbrush to the Snickers bar.
What's a share-size? Like share? Like
No, not like share like Sunny and Share. Sharing size.
I was like, that would be a really big Snickers because
you ever seen the
shareable
M&Ms?
The little...
No, they're like a double-sized bag.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bag and a half of M&Ms.
King size is what they call them.
No, they're called shareable.
When it's, when it's pieces
like the,
of things,
like
it's
the bag's
shareable.
Like this big. Like
it's a king-size Snickers.
It's a candy bar.
Like road trip. Like road trip size.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
All right, Matt. What do you got?
All right. So my next pick is Trunk or Treaters.
So good. You just stole one of mine.
Because it's, I just think that whole concept's hilarious. Like, I remember doing it as a kid, and like, that was one of those things. I think there was, we talked about, you talked about this on another episode, or there's only certain costumes you can do.
Yes.
You know, like, you can't dress up like the devil. You can't dress up as a witch.
You gotta be a Bible character.
But not Jesus.
Yep. That's sacrilegious.
That was on our Insta stories.
Yeah.
Travis
that's what
it was. Had a rant. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's the whole trunk or treat concept. Like, it was fun when I was a kid, but looking at it now, I'm just kind of like, it's just an interesting social
experiment,
dynamic
right?
that we have. Yeah.
All right, mate.
So one of my favorite things about Halloween is handing out candy to kids. Like, the doorbell rings, and then it's like a nice surprise every time you open the door. What are they going to look like? What kind of costumes are they going to have on? And they're yelling at you, trick or treat, and you hand them candy, and it's just fun.
Okay.
That's wholesome.
I have a thought on that, and I hope I don't spoil another pick. But the only acceptable things to collect candy in are pillowcases.
Right.
Or the old orange
pumpkin.
Yeah,
the orange
pumpkin, right?
Yeah. Right. Don't come around here with a Publix bag.
No, exactly. You have effort.
You're getting one piece of candy if you come around with a Publix bag.
No, agreed.
If it's the Publix bag that you buy for $1 and it's got a Halloween theme? No.
The only acceptable things are a pillowcase that you could also use to handle venomous snakes.
Or the pumpkin.
Tying this back to the outdoors. Or... the pumpkin from 1982 that has not been changed in design or
I'm pretty
productions.
Sure I've still got the one I've got had since I was like 6 years old.
All right, Kaylee.
Like you're talking about like the reusable bags, Gilly.
All of ours, funny
it's
enough,
conservation minded.
All of our reusable bags though have like slots for 4 wine bottles. I don't know why that is.
That's to keep your candy categorized as it goes in the bag. There you go.
That's actually a genius idea, by the way. You just
chocolate
like
goes in one.
She just broke Halloween.
Smarties goes in one. What you allow your brother or sister to eat goes in the other.
This is mom's corner. This is dad's corner. This is your corner. This is the Tootsie Roll corner.
No, see, I'm thinking like chocolate candy bar stuff, like actual hard candy, and like sectioning it off by category.
Yeah, because sometimes if you put them all in one bag, the sweet candy starts to taste like chocolate.
Yeah, and...
Or peppermint sometimes will influence wrapped candies.
And you need a section for like the Butterfinger, the generic Tootsie Rolls, the stuff that no one eats ever. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be in the bag as filler.
Right.
You need a place for that.
Right.
All right.
Wait.
Who's
Kaylee's
up?
Kaylee's up.
Kaylee's up.
How many of these are we doing?
If we got one more,
we'll
do one
more.
But if
okay. my favorite thing is waiting for celebrities to post their Instagrams.
Oh my
like
God.
Justin Timberlake and his family, like their themed Halloween costumes. I know you all are going to roll your eyes at me, but someone on listening to this podcast is going
to
relate.
Neil Patrick Harris, every single year,
their costumes are
the Venn diagram
in.
Of people that follow Neil Patrick Harris on Instagram and our listeners is zero.
Chrissy Teigen.
There's no overlap.
The Venn diagram for that.
Yeah, there is. I'll go with that.
Maybe two of them.
I would check out Chrissy Teigen's Halloween costume.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's just exciting.
All right, Em. It's not. I have nothing else to add.
I would like to do my next pick is the yard decorations.
Like hay bales and pumpkins and
Yeah, I'm more of a traditionalist myself. Like I like the spider webs. I like orange lights or black lights. I like skeletons hanging from the trees. I like when people get super creative and like, okay, can I tell a story from my youth?
Yes.
My father. So we used to do like a chair in the front porch and he would dress up or we would stuff a scarecrow in like overalls and a button up plaid shirt and a hat and everything. And then leave it out there for weeks. So everybody gets used to it. And then Halloween night, my dad would dress up as in the
that's
same,
how you get punched.
In the same clothes, but he would never move until the adults like weren't looking, but only the kids were looking. And he would just like really creepily turn his head and like wave a little bit and then go right back to the same position. The kids were just like terrified and the adults were like, that's been here for 3 weeks. It's just stuffed scarecrow. So awesome.
Yeah, that is where it gets next level.
It's the best.
That's like some psychological.
Yeah, that's like
the opening. It does a little damage.
That's the opening to the next Saw movie.
I vividly remember somebody popping out, I think of a bed of a truck with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
When I was like 5 years old.
Oh, that's a little much.
To this day, Kaylee will not go trick or treating because of that experience.
I was like 2 years old. Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday and I have a terrible memory. But like, that's why I hate Halloween because that was traumatized. I didn't even go to that part of the neighborhood for years.
Yeah.
It was that because it was that cul-de-sac down at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he popped out of the truck and like did his chainsaw thing and I was terrified.
He was wearing like a scream mask.
Do you think he's still there? Waiting for you to come back in your adulthood?
No, I mean, we know who it was. It was our neighbor.
I was trying to scare her.
Yeah, don't think it works.
I'll shoot him.
I can't believe this hasn't been picked yet. Wait, did you go?
Yes.
That was you.
The yard decorations and stuff. Yeah.
My next pick is the unexpected costume. So, like, you know, every year there's a new Star Wars movie, so everyone's going to be Rey, right? So you open the door and there's 600 Reys. You know, a couple years ago it was Fortnite. Everyone was going to be a Fortnite person or whatever. But my favorite is like you open the door and Flo from Progressive standing there. Or the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah,
or like some
off the
this
wall.
Year the baby shark. Or you know, like something just completely off the wall that you're not expecting delights my soul.
Yeah.
And because we're in Florida, it's not uncommon for the guy down the street to work at Universal or Disney and be a makeup artist.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And so you get some stuff like, holy crap, Voldemort just knocked on my door and looked like Voldemort from the movie.
Right.
Like you get some of that. That's big time.
Right.
That's a big time pro move at Halloween.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, do you have one more?
I got one more. So this may not be super relatable, but college Halloween parties particularly are
I don't know if we
so
can talk about that on the podcast.
Fun.
We'll just have a moment of silence for all of us who are no longer in college.
I went to Florida State for 4 years and I'm still there getting a master's degree, so it's a little bit different, but Halloween parties in college are so much fun, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Nate, get him out of this. Because I'm sure his mom and dad are listening.
Going back to costumes.
Yeah.
Punny couple costumes are really funny.
Like?
And are fun.
Really? I hate them.
Really?
They annoy me.
Like what? Give us an example.
I have an example already.
Okay,
if
go
you
for
need
it.
One.
Yes, please
so,
do.
Because I've been actually looking at couples costumes on Amazon in case, just in case I needed one. But one this year.
In case, like, I die? And you need a date for the funeral?
We can arrange that. Is the couple's costume is Bob Ross and a painting.
Oh, yes, that's great.
And I was like, that's a great couple's costume. Because it's not stupid. Like,
happy
it's
trees.
Funny. Yeah.
Now, see, if Bob Ross opens the door, I'm dumping all my candy and closing it. I'm done. I'm done.
They win.
If he knocks on the door, I turn the light off, he gets the candy.
All right, good, because I ordered it.
Kaylee?
But I get to be Bob.
I don't really have anything else, but I was going to say I like pumpkin flavored things and this is the time for that.
Big
so,
pumpkin spice.
Well, I don't drink coffee, but I have been on somewhat of a pumpkin spice kick this season around. But
so unofficial co-host of the show, Josh Watts, will be disappointed to hear that. because he released Big Pumpkin Spice a couple weeks ago.
He did.
However, there's no chance he's still listening at this point.
Right.
I will offer, though, I think Halloween signifies the date Pumpkin Spice becomes acceptable. I think it's acceptable from October 31st until Thanksgiving Day.
But they release it in like September.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. And I was shopping the other day and there were pumpkin spice cornflakes.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit much with like what they put pumpkin in. Like I just, you know, pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin spice latte every now and then. But like pumpkin spice canola oil, not necessary.
Yeah.
And none of this stuff tastes like pumpkin, by the way.
No.
It's all the spices that go into a pumpkin pie. Nutmeg and allspice and cinnamon. And
it tastes like what we love.
Right. That's
it
the,
tastes
well, that's
like
the
feelings.
Right. That's
also
the point.
Sorry that our pumpkin spice latte in December is or in September is getting us through all the Christmas decorations in Hobby Lobby.
Do you have another one that you can add?
Yes. I would like to draft two movies. One is Hocus Pocus. The other is Practical Magic.
Has anyone at the table seen anything?
I've seen Hocus Pocus. I mean,
I've
that's
seen commercials for Hocus Pocus.
You've never seen Hocus Pocus?
No, I don't.
Halloween Town. Remember Halloween Town?
The amount of people on this. Have you seen it?
We weren't allowed to watch.
Yeah,
Halloween
we were a very sheltered house.
Or right, anything like Southern that. Baptist, so hashtag. I have Hocus Pocus, and I've been meaning to watch it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Call me. I'll come snuggle with you, and we'll watch Hocus Pocus. So good, you Hocus guys.
It's
the Anderson sisters.
Yeah, that's the one with the
three
witches.
I believe you that it's good. I just haven't seen
Practical
it.
Practical Magic, from just a guy perspective, does have Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock in it.
Ooh, nice.
In their prime.
They're throwing 99 miles an hour in the World Series in that.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot going on there plot-wise, development-wise, writing-wise.
Doesn't matter, though.
There is, too. No. There's a whole...
Kaylee, you disappoint me with the final pick. This is... Halloween is Hallmark Christmas movie season. That's my draft. Like, that is the day that, for me, signifies, okay, now I can shift into Christmas mode full.
How dare you?
Well,
dare you?
I feel like we've talked about this before for listeners that have been here since day one, but I was just going to let you have it this time because,
okay, I appreciate
you
that.
Know, I'm a giver like that.
I love Hallmark Christmas movies. And I say Hallmark Christmas movies as the generic term. Lifetime
it's the
Christmas
cheesy
movies,
Christmas
ABC
movies.
Family movies.
Yes. Freeform.
Freeform.
That's what it's called
Netflix.
Now.
The Christmas Prince.
But Hallmark is like top dog when it comes to Christmas movies.
This conversation makes me want to die.
Because Netflix.
Oh, how can you even try to shade Practical Magic? What the greatest Halloween movie, Sandra Bullock movie of all time. And then you talk about these terrible Christmas movies. They have no plot. It's just music and kissing and then nothing else. And Santa in a mall. Ugh.
It's Christmas Magic.
It's the worst.
Christmas Magic.
I'm gonna take over the mic. No,
anyway,
they're so good.
That would be my final draft of Halloween is the fact that Halloween's over and we can move into Christmas because Halloween movies suck.
Oh, I agree. I don't like Halloween, period.
There
it's
are
my
no
least
good
favorite
Halloween
holiday.
Movies.
Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas is not a good movie.
No.
I will say that without apology. It's not good. Coraline or whatever that crap was mm-hmm. not a good movie.
No, but give
horror
me the
movies,
Christmas Prince
great.
On Netflix and I'll watch it all
exactly.
day every day.
Exactly.
Any it's rebuttals? Just so mindless.
Well, Hallmark movies are trash. That's my only rebuttal. Yes!
No,
like,
no
they
one
are
is saying that they aren't
garbage.
Trash. No one is saying
no,
that
they're
they
terrible.
Everyone that watches
you.
Them
okay.
will say this is not aware. A quality movie.
I just don't know how you sit through it.
It because it's mindless and you can just snuggle up with like
yeah,
some
there's
hot
no
chocolate
work
or wine and
there's no
just
work.
Like
there's
no
thinking
work.
Involved
there's no effort.
At all.
It's much like this podcast.
It takes
substantial effort for me to pay attention, sit through that movie and not just jab my eyes out with a spork.
Does anyone have anything we've missed for the three people that are still listening?
No.
Matt. Oh, candy prices the day after Halloween.
Oh, that's magical.
Yeah. Big time. Big time.
Leftover candy. I am remiss for not drafting, because I don't have little kids anymore, but not drafting stealing your kid's candy. Because your kid comes home and does not appreciate that those are Nestle's Crunch. And Nestle's Crunch is... That's a pretty desirable.
That's a solid candy.
Reese cups.
It's a good one. Yeah.
You need to pilfer all those out and leave him with
all
know,
the
maybe
stuff that,
one or two, but
right.
you don't really want to get him hooked on that stuff.
We need an honorable mention for the annual news story where they talk to you about making sure there's no
needles in
your
the,
candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't eat unwrapped candy.
Yeah.
Someone's putting LSD and getting kids
that's
hooked
a,
on meth.
That's a nice tradition.
I saw a meme. Marijuana I saw needles. A meme that was like, watch out for marijuana. And someone commented was like, nobody in their right mind would give away their marijuana to kids. Yeah. Like, you know.
I saw another one where it was a Snickers bar broken over a Glock, and it was like, be sure to check your kids' candy this year.
Oh my gosh, I wonder if this is the year like CBD gummies will be passed out.
Ooh.
For children.
I don't think so. I think that's been going on since the 80s based off what I know.
Yeah.
That every warning, Halloween that warning to get sent home.
Right. What's your source? Wikipedia.
Dare. The DARE
but
program.
But CBD
at
gummies
schools.
Are acceptable now. Like, if you find some in your kids' candy, send them this way because I'll take them.
All right. Hopefully you've enjoyed our draft of Halloween. Halloween things.
Just Halloween in general. Halloween, yeah.
We will be back next week to talk about the North American Conservation Model.
Yeah. We'll go from this to that.
So thank you guys for hanging with us. Hope everyone has a great week. Hope everyone has a happy Halloween.
Stay woke.
For listening. Next week, we're going to go back to our regular style with our attempt to disentangle the North American conservation model. That may be more of a train wreck than what you just listened to. Have a great week and a happy and safe Halloween, and stay woke.